FM 90.3 WJTL Cast at Crown start right here. Good morning. Happy Winning Wednesday. It's 7:05.
The Aligned Life Ministries Move for Life Walk Run Plus event is happening Saturday morning, May 10th, right here at the Junction Center. And we're teaming up with Aligned Life today by giving you chances to win a Bavonda tumbler and an Aligned Life Ministries t-shirt. Get all the contest details online at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Doug Myers here. Doug, the chair of the Lancaster NDP, National Day of Prayer. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, good morning, Fred.
Welcome to WJTL. Yeah, we always love having you here.
Well, it's just a joy to be with you this morning and just to share what the Lord's going to do on a Thursday evening.
Wonderful. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my wife, Janet, and to my mom, who turned 85 just a few days ago.
So. Oh, well, that's awesome. Happy birthday, Doug's mom. 85, that's a big number. That's wonderful. That's great that you guys could celebrate. We've been asking our guest, Doug, about their life verse, and I'd love yours. Share it with us.
Yeah, my life verse since sometime in high school, not sure when, is Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And I believe that was during a time where the in youth groups and elsewhere, the theme of anywhere, anytime, anything was just something that we heard often. And this verse kind of summed it up for me.
Yeah.
And my wife, that is also her life verse.
How cool is that?
So we came to find that we share the same life verse somewhere in our dating lives.
I actually love that. And I love that it's been yours since youth group. I just think, and you really do embody that. I love that you're living for Christ in all that you do. That's awesome.
Well, it is a journey that is a day-to-day journey, and it's by God's grace, and it's only because of His mercy that we can walk with Him, because He works in us and through us by the power of His Spirit, and that's the only way that we can live to honor and glorify Him.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now, let's talk about National Day of Prayer. Tell us all about it.
Sure. National Day of Prayer this year, May 1st, this Thursday. We have some events going on throughout the day, some community gatherings in the morning, and then in the evening, we will gather at Lancaster Bible College beginning at 6:15 at the Good Shepherd Chapel. And Amy Fenimore and the One Accord Choir, who's been with us for many years, will kick us off at 6:15. And we'll have the greeting that begins at 6:30, and we'll begin to pray throughout the evening as we pray and gather and pray together.
I know many times you have certain things you pray for, and you have certain people in the community who pray for things. And is that going to happen again this year?
Yeah, again, we have seven pillars that we pray for. We pray for families, the education, school, and teachers. We pray for government, our military, and first responders. We pray for media. Mm. We pray for businesses. We pray for physicians and healthcare, and we pray for our churches.
That's awesome.
And so those are our seven pillars of our that we pray over.
You mentioned the worship. How about a speaker? Do you have a speaker this year?
We do. Alex Rivera from Journey Church in just outside Strasburg, where the Living Waters, old building of Living Waters, that's where they meet.
Yeah, right beside Sight and Sound.
Yeah, that's right. And a thriving church, and we look forward to the message that Alex will bring, and the Leah Gold, who's the worship leader at that church, and a worship team from the church will also work with Amy and just leading us in worship that night.
Sounds like a fantastic night. Now, if folks want any of the information of stuff that's going on community-wide, they can find that out online.
That's right. LancasterNDP.com is the place to go. And all the details of the community gatherings and what's happening that evening are right there for you to see all the details.
Now, the event at Good Shepherd Chapel at LBC tomorrow, do you need tickets for that, or can you just show up?
You can just show up. No tickets needed. Plenty of parking. Come on by. We'd love to have you participate as we pray together. And that's what we will do. We will spend time praying together, because the Lord wants us to come to Him, to bring our needs to Him, and also our confessions to Him as we just come before Him and ask Him to guide us and bless us and direct us in our lives and in our country.
Join with our community tomorrow for the Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Get the details online, lancasterndp.com. We're going to talk more with Doug coming up. Ellie Limebeer and Mercy Me and much more music, too.